Welcome to Live Wealthy, where we explore the best tools, tips, and daily practices for building a meaning-filled lifestyle. A podcast for anyone who is looking to grow their wealth and their worth. Here's your host, Dawn Dalby.
Okay, welcome back to Live Wealthy Podcast. I'm here with you, D-Money. Actually, is it okay if I call myself D-Money? I have a friend, Judy Holler, that calls me D-Money, and I think it's pretty cool. So let's call me D-Money. Welcome back to the Living Wealthy Podcast. And today we are going to talk about income and earning the right type of income. But just for those of you that are new here with me, I just want to explain how this Living Wealthy Podcast works. I'm segmenting them into three different sections: own it, earn it, and grow it. Own it is where we're going to talk about owning your worth. Living wealthy is about owning your worth and your wealth. So in own it, we're going to learn, and I'm going to teach you how to figure yourself out. Like how to own all that is you, your purpose, your vision, your core values, your strengths, your weaknesses, and making sure, and your goals, and making sure that all these six elements are in alignment with you so you can live in the lane of your zone that you should be living in. So that's own it. The second section of these podcasts are the earn it section. Or is the earn it section. Earn it is about earning the right income and earning the right outcome. Ooh, what do I mean by that? You will figure it out. But it's really about earning that next level of life and having the right type of income to support that next level of life. Then the third section of these podcasts are in the section of grow it, where we are learning the technical aspects of growing real wealth. I'm a certified financial planner. I'm a CEO of Relevé Financial Group, which I've been helping clients build their wealth for the last 23 plus years. And I want to teach you all the technical aspects of building wealth as well. Because I realize over the last two decades, I'm helping millionaires become multimillionaires, which is an amazing thing. And I absolutely adore my clients. But then I realized that the people that don't have the millions yet, that want the millions and are seeking more out of life, like I want to teach and educate them too. So that's why I'm hosting this Live Wealthy podcast with D-Money. Like, show me your money, right? Show us your money, because I believe that everybody on this planet has the possibility and the opportunity to live wealthy and have the money support exactly how you choose to live. That's what living wealthy is knowing that you have the opportunity to live exactly how you choose to live, and you have the opportunity to make and have the right type of money to support that. How cool is that? And on this podcast, I'm going to try to be a little entertaining. I used to, as you learned in our last podcast, that I am an entertainer. I have a personality that's big. I love to entertain and inspire. And so I want to try to take this topic of money, which we all think is so freaking boring, and turn it into something fun. So I want you to feel good as hell with your finances. I want to have fun with your money. I want to show you what's possible when you apply what I'm about to teach you in all of these podcasts, and we're going to learn how to own our worth, we're going to learn how to earn our wealth, and we're going to learn how to grow our life. The psychological and the technical advice that we all need with our money. So here's D-Money today. We're going to talk about earning the right type of income and earning the right type of outcome. So what do I mean by this? Because in the earn it section, earning the right type of income and outcome has nothing to do with money, but it actually has everything to do with money. And so I wanted to start this section of the podcast, this earn it section, talking about income. because nobody likes to talk about their income. And everybody feels like they want to have more income. Are you with me? So we need to get a little technical today on how to really earn the right type of income. When I look at my life as, you know, all my career path, I didn't start in finance. I started in the entertainment industry where I was singing and dancing and in hospitality, and then moved over to financial planning. Like, what a bizarre thing to do that. But I did, and I made it work. But what I'm trying to say here is that whether I was in entertainment, whether I was in hospitality or whether I was in financial planning, I was always told from external sources that either I wasn't enough or I didn't deserve to have enough. I wasn't either enough or I didn't deserve to have enough. Okay, so this enoughness and how it's tied to income is so critically important. So I want to chat with you today about this income, because so many of us feel like we don't have enough income in our lives. And I want to share with you, some of you have the opportunity to increase your income. And I'm going to share with you how to do that. Some of you are not going to be able to increase your income right now, which is okay. You're not going to be able to maybe have more income, but what you are going to do is maybe get more out of your income and how to maximize your income. But today I'm going to talk to you about really what it takes to grow your income. So this is, you know, whether you're an executive and you have an opportunity to negotiate your income is one thing, and that's going to be a whole separate podcast. But some of you are going to have the opportunity, based on your behavior, to increase your income. And that's what I want to share with you today, is really about your behavior and what can you do if you feel like you're underpaid, and how do you increase your pay to gather more income? You ready to go? Okay. So if you want more income in your life, what you need to do is to give more and grow to a better or bigger version of yourself. So more income equals you have to show up with a different level of you. So like I said, in Own Your Worth, when you know all that is you, you know everything about your purpose, core values, vision, goals, strengths, and weaknesses. When you know all that is you and you're crystal clear on that, you have clarity and direction, then you need to show up in your career, whether you're an entrepreneur or an executive, you need to show up at a different level of you if you want more income. So in order to do that and to show up as a different version of you, you have to focus on a different version of results, okay? Whether it's results for you in your company or it's results for you in the company that you work at, you have to deliver different results, okay? So many times people come to me and, you know, I'm an executive, or no, I'm not an executive. I was an executive. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I'm the CEO of Relevé. And I've had people in the past say, I want higher income. Like, I deserve more income. And I'm like, oh, hell yes, you do. You deserve higher income. So tell me what you need to do. Tell me what you're going to do to get a better result to have more income. Because so many times I think people just say they want more income, and we do, we all want more income, but we're not willing to do what it takes for more income. We're not willing to drive a different result to get more income. So I want to share with you, I'm going to put this up on the screen here, is that if you want more income, you need to do this. Like, how cool is this? Can you see that? If some of you are just listening, I get it, but I'm putting up a screen that says, if you want more income, you got to deliver a better result. In order to deliver a better result, the acronym to remind yourself on how to deliver a better result is the word STAR. STAR. You need to become a star if you want more income. And if you want more income to become a star, you have to deliver the next version of you and the next version of results. Woo! Okay? D-Money is telling you you need to become a star. It's about damn time. Turn up the music. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Turn down the lights. Okay, you might not be a rock star, but you need to be a star. You need to be a star at whatever your position is. So let me take this off the screen. Okay, so what is a star? The S stands for your skills. You need to upgrade. If you want more income, you need to upgrade your skill set. So what I always tell people is that you have to be looking at your strengths. Okay, what are your top strengths and making, which are your talents, like your natural abilities as a human being. And you need to be able to upgrade your, you have your strengths and your talents, but then you need to upgrade your skills. That's what the S stands for. Upgrading your skills in relation to your strengths. Okay, upgrading those technical skills that you need to be in alignment with utilizing your strengths. Because when you do that, you're going to automatically be able to gain more income. Okay, automatically gain more income when you are working in your zone of your skills aligned with your strengths. And when you are like literally operating at least 70% of your time in your strengths, and you upgrade those strengths and you upgrade those skills, you upgrade your skills with that natural talent, talent equals strengths, right? Then you're going to be able to start to get some traction on how to and how this can increase your income, because we're all going to make income based on what we're really good at. But you got to get deep and narrow with your skills. And how do you improve your skills to demand higher income? And let's talk, so there's the skills, the technical skills, but there's also the emotional skills, which actually are more important than your technical skills. So we operate in our strengths, but we have to upgrade our skills, both our technical skills of what are the technical skills that you do that you need to increase your pay, but you also have to upgrade your emotional skills, your emotional competency. Many of you have heard that your EQ, your emotional competency, is more important than your IQ, your intellect. And it's so super important and true that when you, with the next level of you and the next version of you and you delivering that, you actually have to get really good at managing your emotions and becoming self-aware of your internal emotions and how you deal with more problems. Because when you become a star and want more money, you have more problems. You have more challenges in life. So you got to be really super smart on how to manage and be self-aware of your emotions and how that is impacting your actions and your behaviors. So you got to understand the self-awareness of your emotions and the self-awareness of how you react to the external BS that we all have in life. All of those problems, challenges, conflicts. You got to be aware of that. And then also, you also have to understand other people, the people, your colleagues, your staff, your leaders, being self-aware of their emotions and how to respond to what's going on in their life. Okay? So upgrade your skills. You want more money? You need to upgrade your technical skills that are aligned with your strengths and spend 70% of your time there. And you also have to upgrade your emotional skills and becoming really self-aware of yourself, your emotional self, and self-aware of the other people in your business life and how their emotions are impacting how they communicate and respond to challenges in the workforce. Okay, that's the first thing. The S in star is skills. upgrade those skills. Number two, the T in STAR is about looking at how you're spending your time. Your time, which if you are young, if you're in your 20s and 30s, and maybe even in your 40s, like you're thinking money is more valuable in your life. But when you're in your 50s and above that, you realize that time is your most valuable commodity. And it, to give some wisdom to people that are younger out there, if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, I'm telling you that once you free up your time and really focus on maximizing your time and efficient time, it actually gives you more money. So time, when you understand that time is your most valuable commodity, you're going to realize how you turn that into money being the most valuable commodity as well. Time and money, super important. But the T in STAR, this acronym, to gain more money, to gain more income, is about understanding how you spend your time. And so here's what I want every single one of you to do is look at your current gross income and take that and divide that out by the number of weeks you work per year and the number of hours you put in per week. And what is your hourly wage? What is your hourly rate? And once you figure that out, then you can go and Google, like, based on what you're making per hour, what are the average tasks that people do in their job that equate to that average rate per hour that you're receiving? And what you're going to find is that you're going to probably be pissed off that you're making less per hour than what you think you should be making. But what I really want you to do is figure out whatever that hourly rate is, whether it's $50 an hour, $25 an hour, $100 an hour, $1,000 an hour. I want you to analyze what you are doing in your work week on an hour-to-hour basis. And do the tasks that you're doing equate to you receiving that hourly wage? Some of you are going to be pissed off and be like, you know what? I'm making $33 an hour. Okay, well, how are you spending each hour? Are you spending 80% of your time not really being productive at work? Maybe you're just constantly sending emails all day long and you're sitting behind your computer and emailing people and just communicating X to Y and you're not being really efficient with your time. Maybe you're mad that you're only making $33 an hour, but you're actually, your tasks, how you're spending your time, are worth maybe $15 an hour. Or are you just sitting in meetings all day long? Like, are we just in boring meetings? And you know, if you're behind the Zoom screen, you're probably not paying attention to at least 50% of that meeting. And you're scrolling or checking your emails or scrolling on TikTok or you're scrolling on Instagram or Facebook or whatever you're doing because you're like, oh, this is a waste of my time. And so you're forced to come into those meetings, or so-called forced to go in those meetings, but it's a waste of your time. And so if you want to upgrade your income, you need to have a conversation with whoever's making you go to those meetings and have a being like a come to Jesus conversation of, this is a waste of my time. I want to increase my income for myself. I want to increase my income for the company. And I'm finding that these meetings aren't productive. Like, how are you spending your time at work? Every single hour, like, start to take a week and analyze, how are you spending your time? And you're going to find that you're wasting a shitload of time. And that is equating to a lower income. So be super aware of your time. That's the T in STAR. Okay. We got to upgrade our time so we can upgrade our income and have those tough conversations when you are not being super productive. If you want an income of $100 an hour, figure out what $100 an hour activity task is and start spending 70% of your time doing that type of work. I know there's BS work in everything that we do. We all can't do 100% high-level tasks. We all need to do the BS time-consuming work, right? That will never go away at any level. I don't care even if you're the CEO of a company. It doesn't go away. But how are you spending 70% of your time? It should be equating to the income that you want. That's the T. All right, moving on. In the STAR acronym, we are on letter A. Letter A stands for awareness. It's about being aware of you and your strengths and your skills that we talked about in the letter S, and being aware of, are you really in the right industry to pay you for what you're worth? Let's say you are totally operating at your strengths level, which are your talents. So you're utilizing your talents and you've upgraded your skills and you're like in the happy zone of life from a time perspective. Like you love how you're spending your time, but you're not getting paid what you want. Maybe your lifestyle, because of external circumstances, like you just need more money. Maybe you're a single mom or just got divorced, or your mortgage is too high, or maybe you have medical bills, whatever. Maybe you just need more money, or your lifestyle, you just like are craving to live life at a different level and you want more money, which I think is freaking fantastic, by the way. But let's say that's you. Well, then you have to be aware. The A in STAR is of being aware of other industries that you could be attached to or work in that could provide you more money. So for example, myself, my natural personality is entertainer. And I love, you know, I love to have fun and host things, and I love to have people over, and I like to just make people like inspire, like I said, inspire, have fun, all that kind of stuff. So I was working in the entertainment industry as a singer, and realized that I wasn't ever going to be a famous singer because I didn't have that type of skill, that natural born ability, but I loved doing it. So how could I use my entertainment skills and my strengths? My strengths, by the way, if you haven't done the Strengths Finder, you got to do the Strengths Finder. It's fantastic. But I realized like my top strengths are like inspiring people, which is winning people over. I'm action oriented. I operate at maximum like efficiency and excellence. I'm good communicator. What is my other top strength? I'm futuristic. I can think, you know, I can think about what's possible in the future. Like, so I'm operating in my strengths and with my time, but I'm in a career entertainment, and then I went to hospitality that wasn't going to pay the bills. Like I was making, you guys, when I started in hospitality, I was making 20. Oh, by the way, when I graduated college, I was making $24,000. What? Like hell, that's nothing. $24,000 with a college degree in hospitality. Like what the, okay? D Money says, no, that's not appropriate. So, oh, look at that. Prince, come here, Prince. Prince says that's not appropriate either. Nice timing, Prince. Okay, not appropriate to make $24,000. But I loved hospitality, but I wasn't, like I loved being in sales and hospitality, but it wasn't paying the bills. So I was like, how could I be aware of other industries that can pay me for what I'm worth? And what I found is that I just needed to upgrade my skill set a little bit, and I could go into financial planning and understand, you know, upgrading my knowledge of how to make money grow and work, but I could apply my skills and my strengths in a different industry. And that took me from a $24,000 salary to a 7-digit income. Okay. So the opportunity's there, you guys. You just need to be creative and be aware of the other opportunities in different industries. That's the A in STAR. And then finally, the R in our acronym STAR for more income is about being responsible. We want better results. Results equal more income. If you go to your boss or your leader and say, you know what, I'm bored in these Zoom meetings and I want better results for the company, here's what I'm going to suggest we do in these meetings instead. You're pushing for better results. Better results equal more income. You got to have the responsibility, which is the R in STAR. You got to have the responsibility, taking on the responsibility, and pushing through some of your fear to have more responsibility to get a better result. So if you want more money, what are you doing to up your responsibility? You need to take on more clients. Maybe you need to Maybe you're in service and you need to service more clients. Maybe you need to handle more accounts or higher level accounts if you're in sales. Maybe you need to figure out how to market a little bit differently to have more people available for you to sell a solution to, right? So we gotta be responsible for more. So what does that look like in your life? Like, I want you to write down three things that you can do to be more responsible in your work so you can equate to more income. It's about more responsibility. And as we know, when we have more responsibility, we deal, like I said earlier, we're going to deal with more conflict and challenges and problems. So you got to be really smart with making sure that you have your emotional intelligence and how do you manage your emotions better so you can still sleep and go to bed at night and not have the stress of work getting in your way. Okay? Is that clear? Because we're all capable of more. We're all capable of more responsibility and more income, but you have to be able to manage your emotions and the emotions of others and not get caught up in the noise of life, which our emotions do. When we get pissed off and stressed and all that kind of stuff, we tend to hold that emotion inside and we spend our time in noise versus in results. So take on responsibility to get better results. So to become a star, right? To recap, if you want more income, you got to deliver more results. To deliver more results, you got to become a star. You need to upgrade your technical and your emotional skills. You got to be cognizant of how you're spending your time and how are you paid hourly and making sure that hourly wage is in alignment with how you choose to get paid. You have to be aware if your industry doesn't offer you the right type of, there's not enough money in that industry to support what you need for your lifestyle, you need to boss up. You need to boss up and find a different industry. Okay. You got to get a little uncomfortable, upgrade your skills and find an industry that'll pay you. And then also you need to be responsible for more. When you're responsible for more, what comes with that is some emotional stress, and you need to go back to the S then and how to deal with that emotional stress. But when you figure that out, when you figure out how to STAR and become a star, I'm telling you, your income will increase, okay? And you have to get a little uncomfortable to grow your income, and that's okay. It's okay, because I'd rather have you get uncomfortable for a little bit, but to live a comfortable life for the rest of your life and having the right type of money to support exactly how you choose to live. And remember this, you don't get what you don't ask for. So put it out there, become a star, ask for more, figure out a way to get more, and live wealthy.
Thanks for listening to Live Wealthy with Dawn Dalby. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe, rate, and review our show. See you next time.
And now you can access the first of its kind online digital wealth advisory platform called Grow It. Inside of Grow It, you're going to design your own customized wealth style plan where you align your spending to your savings so you can still live for today and plan for tomorrow. I'm going to teach you proper debt management, how to invest your money in alignment with your own personal financial goals, and how to reduce your taxes so you can maximize your wealth. Also, you're going to be able to have a one-on-one private session with a private wealth advisor so you can implement your financial plan and then also have an opportunity to transfer over your investable assets to our recommended investment platform. The time is now for you to start living wealthy.